So, 2016, what's new since the Quantum Enigma?
Yeah, we've done a lot of touring in the first place. We, in the meantime, worked on the new album. And we had our own festival. So there's quite some things happening, and we have the feeling that now is the time to put everything to a next level, give it a try, and because we are now around for 14 years, and we've had a great time already, but if we can make it to the next level still, would be great. We can try to make a bigger show with new show elements. Now we have that we get nicer fee at club shows. We can also invest that in this bigger show that we always had in mind. So yeah, with a lot of possibilities, a lot of opportunities, and we will see what happens.
Sounds great. It seems you're keeping the pace of releasing a new album each 2 years. Do you think you find your natural rhythm for the band? 2 years, obviously writing, recording, promo, tour, hopefully some rest in the period.
Yeah,
and then
we
back to the
rest we didn't have basically already for 14 years. But of course you have sometimes a little period of rest. But it's funny that you ask, because I personally think it's a very nice rhythm, but it would be nice also to have once a half a year real rest, that you can do some other things and that you can calm down, because it's a repeating process and it's going faster and faster.
But in fact, album and tour, everything is coming month after month, because you kind of taken in a storm and you try to escape from that, or it's a positive storm, so you kind of more energy to go inside. And once again, at some point you can find be very tired, or even creatively speaking.
Yeah, unfortunately we didn't feel that creatively speaking we were lacking anything. I think even we were on one of the most creative moments of our career with this new album, because we had so many songs to choose from and 5 songwriters in the band. So that was totally not a problem. The only thing you feel sometimes is that it's going so fast, and we are with relatively a small team. We don't have a management team, for example. We have a manager, but it's like one of the guys. It's not really like somebody who tells us what to do. We discuss everything together. And it's just one guy. And then we have also one girl who's taking care of the website and stuff. We have one guy who's shooting behind the scenes material. And that's pretty much it. Many bands, they have like a team of 8 persons or 10 persons working for them constantly.
So you like it? You kind of stay in a family, close?
Yes, because otherwise you get the feeling that you have no control of your life. People decide everything for you. And I don't want that.
But I don't know if you had the same perception, but for a long time, Epica was considered, Mark's band, saying you're the one creating, you're the creative force behind it.
Yeah.
And then you're telling me, and maybe it was the case from a long time ago, that you have lots of songwriters within the band, so it's a collective effort. Do you still have the feeling that there might have been, especially in the beginning, kind of a misunderstanding between the fact that it's not you, it's a collective effort and not just your child, if you want, from your thing?
No, I don't think it's a misunderstanding. It started actually like my band. I formed a band. I searched for the musicians. I made in the beginning basically all these decisions. Even though I always kept my eyes and ears open for everybody's opinion, but now it's much more democracy than before. And it was also needed, because at a certain point you cannot keep writing all the time so much music and keep the level so high. If you have to do all the time write like 13 songs, you start repeating yourself. And with every time when there was a new guy coming in the band, there was also some new energy coming and some new ideas. So it's really helped the band to evolve. Hello.
It's for you.
To evolve, and I'm really happy that we did it this way, because you see sometimes in other bands there is like one guy who wants to write all the music, and sometimes the level of the music drops a bit, and that's a pity, I think. And with Epica, there's always some new blood, some new energy.
Okay. If we come back at all to the Quantum Enigma period, is there one souvenir, one key element that would for you synthesize this whole period, this whole chapter?
Wait, can you repeat that?
If you come back to the Quantum Enigma period, is there any event or any souvenir that would synthesize or summarize this whole chapter of your life and the band life in particular?
There's so many things happened with the Quantum Enigma. I think that it's the Epic Metal Fest that I can point out. That is like the highlight for me of the Quantum Enigma, that we have created our own festival and be able to play a 2.5 hour set list and invite bands that I listened to as a kid already, like Fear Factory and Sepultura. It was like a dream come true, and the whole album cycles has been a roller coaster dream ride, I must say. Requiem for the Indifferent was a hard album, a difficult album for many people to get through. It was very progressive, and we felt like we needed to have something that would really put us back on track, and that became the Quantum Enigma.
Okay.
So I'm very happy with that.
You mentioned it twice, so I will ask you my question now. So for the second time, you're organizing your own event, your own festival.
Yeah.
Where's the limit? Is the sky the limit? I mean, at some point, even you didn't say, nowadays, is that even reasonable? IPK is a big band, but not you, it's not Iron Maiden yet,
yeah.
Maybe. Are you not afraid at some point to kind of going too close to the sun, you might burn yourself?
It's always a risk. I would not say that it's not possible. Of course, you can. When you grow fast, and we noticed also the last year we grew fast, you notice you get some problems with that as well, because you grow so fast and we're still that little team, like I said before, and suddenly we cannot do all that work that come on our plate anymore, so maybe we have to look for still more people. So you have to avoid getting burned by the sun, because there's always a solution. You can keep growing and still not burn yourself, and that's what we have to manage. Of course, every band wants to keep growing, and it's a challenge, and it brings new opportunities. So
it was the decision of the band to try to find something, and you tried and you see and you make it possible, or it was like a show organizer who offered you the opportunity to build your own stuff?
No, it was already an idea we had for a long time, and with Retrospect Show, the DVD show, we found out we can organize such a big thing. So let's continue with it and do it again. And it worked again.
But when you say we, said you're what's your exact there? Are you hiring people to do it the right way, or you have a trust people to could do that? Yourself, you're calling bands to see if Catatonia is happy to do it? Or?
Yeah, to explain it more clearly, we have the idea, then we go to our booking agency. We say, are you interested in contacting the bands? They were. Then we had also a guy who was organizing a big festival in Netherlands, Paaspop. He was in charge for getting the stage, the equipment, getting the catering, which is also very important. So we got indeed all these people on board who do their part of the job in order to make the festival work. But for everything, for every decision, we were involved in deciding if we wanted it or not.
But the next step is, okay, makes sense for you to organize your own festival in your home country, so in Netherlands. And now you're going a step beyond organizing the Brazilian part of it.
Yeah.
There also is the you make the opportunity, or the opportunity make it possible for someone from Brazil ask you, could we transfer that in Brazil?
There's a good friend of mine in Brazil, he's a promoter, and we discussed with him, would you be up for organizing this same thing in Brazil. So actually he knows the Brazilian market very well. He takes care of big part of the job. But it's our name, and it's also every band that plays there, we decided together with him.
So can we consider that all band that will play within this festival in Europe or in South America are bands you like?
It's not necessarily that everybody in the band likes the band, but at least there's somebody who wanted that band on the bill.
All right. To come back to the new record, so the holographic principle. I suppose I might be wrong, but I suppose when you start when you gather together, saying okay, we have to work on new albums. Each may have some bits and pieces that he worked on his side to compose songs or lyrics or whatever. But I suppose as a team effort, you say, okay, where we want to go? What would be our next project? What's the next step? So does it happen like that? And if it happened like that, was the key idea that came from this brainstorming issue to, and that will at the end become a holographic?
We always work like we work like this nowadays. Each member on his own writes a song in his own home studio. When he thinks the song is amazing, he presents it to the band. And when we have enough of these songs, we start working on each other's tracks. And some tracks stay basically the same. Some tracks change drastically. It depends. Until all the guys are happy, we keep working. And then when we say we are happy, we have, let's see how many songs we have. Ooh, we have quite some songs. We have to make a selection, then we make a first selection for the album. To record, to really record in the studio. And then when we recorded like 16, 17 tracks, we still have to make a selection which songs will be on the album. And that selection was, I must say, the most difficult.
And the album is still packed with 72 minutes, so...
Yeah, and still we have six songs that couldn't fit.
But in the new record, or is there some leftover, but without the negative element, some left elements from the Quantum Enigma sections?
Yes, the song Universal Dead Squad is a leftover from the Quantum Enigma. It was at that time, it was not good enough. But then Isaac rewrote the song, and then suddenly it got it. And then we started working on it as a group. And then it became the track as it is now. And so for the Quantum Enigma, it was too early. It was not good enough yet. But sometimes you let a song grow over time, and then it's like wine. And it becomes better, and then finally it has the right taste.
Yourself as a songwriter, what's the share of the album you wrote yourself?
I wrote, for example, the intro with Kuhn. I wrote Divide and Conquer song. And I wrote the Tear Down Your Walls. we changed it in the middle. So, and I wrote the title track, the Holographic Principle.
The long one. Okay. I was expecting something more like 50% or more, but not anymore. I would say
no, because we have now five songwriters. So can you imagine? If everybody would still write the four tracks, you would have 20 tracks. So,
but is it natural when you're writing immediately or naturally? You know, this song could fit Epica, or no, this song could fit Mayan, or
yeah,
fits
yeah.
even something else.
Yeah, I feel it. Sometimes still you can use a song for another band that you initially wrote it for, but usually when I write, I feel like it's for this band or that band.
I forgot to mention it. To ask a question before, but during the festival, you play with both bands, Mayan and Epica. How will you manage that? One is very early, one is very late, so you have like a few hours to rest between two.
Yeah, and Mayan, we are aiming for the solution that, because Epica takes basically all of my time. We are looking for a solution that Mayan can tour without the Epica members.
Okay.
Yeah, it's
so it's half of Mayan.
Of course, but
so you're saying that during the festival it won't be you? It might not be you.
I will be on stage for sure, but okay. We already did the last two shows with a guy who's in the future gonna replace me.
Okay.
Because otherwise the band can never tour, and that would be a pity.
But you see, you will still remain the creative element, writing
on record
in the studio, but not anymore on tour.
Yeah, right. Whenever I can be there, I will be there. But when I can't, the band can still go on.
All right, okay, makes sense. So you will manage two sets the same day?
Yeah, because that guy will be there as well, so he will be presented again to the crowd, and I will be also on stage to do two songs, for example.
Okay.
But I will not do all the songs.
So just to remind everybody that this whole movement has your blessing, it's not...
No, it has my blessing, because I don't want to... there's Jacques and Frank and me who started the band, and these two guys don't have another band where they can play with. Mayan is everything for them, and we talked about it, because they say, yeah, we prefer to do more with Mayan, and I say I cannot give more than I'm doing now, and then we found a solution that they can still go on with something that doesn't make me sad or angry. So it's a perfect solution, and also Arjen, he will be there as much as he can, and when he can't, then we will find a replacement for him as well.
Okay. Are you the main writer for the lyrics?
Together with Simone, it's 50-50.
Together with Simone.
Yeah.
To be honest, for the last album, I'm pretty surprised. You're pretty young, for you're in the 30s, I suppose.
Yeah.
Like me, I suppose. You're a geek, you like new technology and a new thing, I suppose, yeah? Especially the new album, it's kind of... You seem to like to emphasize the kind of the danger of new technology, and not especially on the improvements it brings in the daily life. So, yes, each sword has, you can have... each coin has two sides, so
yeah,
positive can be negative.
Yeah.
But it seemed that, especially in this new album, you're more... But you're asking the question, is that true, is that real, is that true, so... why more the kind of the negative element and not so much the positive element?
I don't see it as the negative element. I didn't experience it like that. I see it as a challenge. And of course, when you start realizing that this can be a hologram, it can be that you feel a bit confused and. I've gone through that phase too. Life is not what you thought for 30 years it was. Still, I don't know the secrets, of course, but I think it basically it can really be a hologram that we're living in, and that is not the real reality. And when you find out something like that, then it can. Be a hit in the face.
Okay, so would you take the blue or the red pill?
I would take the same choice as Neo.
So you prefer the painful truth compared to the blissful ignorance?
Depends. If we can...
Because in the movie, the movie Matrix, well, I kept on that. But at some point, you even the character itself, Neo, is kind of thinking stuff, but... Would have been maybe better if taking the other one. Because it's pretty tough later.
Yeah, sometimes I think also, like, there's some people, they don't care about anything and they live a great life. I also think sometimes, why am I thinking so much? And isn't it better to just enjoy life like it is?
And in general, don't you imagine the band, talking about, wizard, dragons and everything, it's not at all your stuff?
No, because I don't like fantasy lyrics. I like interesting lyrics that make people wonder and make people think, so to say, again.
Okay. Yeah, it's a
challenge. I always like a challenge.
All right, it's original, how to say. Listening to an album and thinking about quantum physics, it's not that often.
Yeah, because now even also Nightwish started with their album about science. So more bands start doing it now.
Did you ask them for money for that, for stealing this idea?
No, I encourage them. Keep on going. It's the right way.
In general, what can you tell us about the recording session for the holographic principle, and especially, did you modify anything in the way you worked compared to the Quantum Enigma?
Yeah, we keep modifying and keep looking for things to do better.
Even after 14 years, as you mentioned?
Yeah, because now we used all the instruments real. So in the past already we started doing more and more live. But now even the woodwinds and the brass, that was we never did that before, just on the DVD, of course, because there we had a live orchestra. So we always keep looking for how can we improve these last details, and also the way of working. Yeah, we work even more on the details. We sat together and rehearsed all the tracks until everybody in the band was satisfied, and also in the studio and also in the mix, also we now put the guitars a little bit more up front compared to the past. Always we try to find some new little ways to.
But in the same time, it was important for you to use the same team, so Joost and Jakob Hansen for.
Yeah, Joost and Jakob, they did a great job with the Quantum Enigma, and we want to also have a bit of continuity. Because we worked with Sasha Pitt for a very long time and still do work with him on the vocal lines. But as a producer, we had like the first five albums were one era. Mm. And now we work with Joost and we want again a new era, until it can happen also after five albums that the chemistry will be gone. You never know. But as long as the chemistry is really on the on spot. Joost is the guy.
The question might be stupid, but is that one way or the other important or much better to be able to exchange with this producer in your own language, in Dutch, compared to doing it in English?
I think it's easier, but not necessary, because we always communicated with Sasha in German or English, and it worked very well. And I'm really happy that we worked so much with Sasha, because he made us big, in fact.
Okay. Once again, where do you find the limits? I mean, you mentioned you're using more orchestral elements. I don't know how your song could happen on a computer. How many tracks you have in parallel? But it must be pretty.
Yeah, it was
impressive.
Was one the producer started counting, and it was almost 1,000.
Where do you find the limit? Because at some point you can complexify, but sometimes the song can be in the best shape just with, just a guitar and a voice, you know what I mean? Just a piano and a voice. Where do you say, okay, there it's enough orchestral elements, and we might have gone too far, so let's come back to something simple, the melody on the piano, play with the voice of someone.
Yeah, sometimes we record much, and then we think, now we strip it again, and because sometimes when you hear the guitars, you almost hear no orchestra anymore, and that's just to have the balance. Indeed, when the orchestra is not adding anything, there's also no reason to keep it.
But don't you think that at some point, the fact that you're now able to use more access to more things? Can be a trap, and so it's a never-ending story.
It definitely can be a trap, but we are very much aware of that, and we don't want to fall in that trap.
But you are you the one, like when you mentioned you're all demoing each individually, and after that you come back together. Are you all like you already have in the demo all the tracks which were programmed using different sounds and samples, and after that if it makes sense you go to real orchestra?
Yes, and when we get the feeling there's too much or this starts sounding kitsch, we throw it away, because there's always a fine line between bombastic and kitsch.
True.
And once you fall over that edge, then it's kitsch, and then you can still have worked very hard on something, but when it's too much, then you missed your point. But we really want to avoid that, and I hope we never fall in that trap.
Okay. Let's talk about something I think is very important, and I think it is important for you too, considering the detail you put in that, the cover picture. So, again, like in the Quantum Enigma, you're working with Stefan Heilemann.
Yeah.
How do you, in general, work with the cover artist? Are you very specific? You want to see that, and after that you will provide, and then you have exchange with the guy to modification, put some blue there, white there.
So it's different. Sometimes, for example, with Quantum Enigma, we gave him the lyrics, he came up with the cover, and it was pretty much already poof, right.
The Buddha figures and everything around was his idea, I would say, or the
His idea, and of course sometimes we give some directions, but with the Quantum Enigma it was poof. But with the new album, the Holographic Principle, it took some longer time, because he came up with an idea, and then we thought this is not exactly what we are looking for. Then we gave him more like a subscription and. Also, we made some pictures and sent it to him. Maybe try something in this direction. And then he was silent for 2 weeks. That's usually a good sign, because then he got it and then he's inspired. He came back and then poof, and it was already almost correct. So we just changed the colors. The first option was blue. And I wanted to have more that...
The purplish.
Yeah, these colors of the universe, that when you have nebula, this red, yeah, purple,
mm-hmm,
and we wanted that in, and then when he came up with that, we said, wow, that's it.
And it's so okay, and it's providing all cover artwork, but all the artwork within the album, and
yeah, also
it's the whole package.
Yeah, it's the whole package, of course, also there we give input. But he's coming up with ideas, and then we just change, if we really don't like something, we change it. But usually he comes up with things that are good.
Okay.
So that's why we work with him, he feels what we need.
Okay, so when you say, I suppose it's parallel, also you're checking what he has done for, I don't know, Lindemann, he provided the artwork, for Camelot, he provided the artwork, and...
Yeah.
Okay, so satisfied with the work you've done.
Yeah, and then... as long as we feel he's on top of the game, we don't change him.
Okay. So, as we mentioned, there's a huge tour, which is currently big, worldwide, North America, Hong Kong, China, and so on.
Yeah.
How do you prepare yourself for that?
Hi.
I always start before a tour with one day I sing along with the songs we're going to play, because if I do that the first day of a tour and we have a long set list, then I feel like towards after 80% of the set it starts getting very hard. But when I do that the day before, no problems. So that's how I prepare. I don't know how you prepare.
I pack my suitcase.
And
that too.
In general, during the tour itself, do you need to kind of have a life of a monk? Be very careful.
Yeah, I don't drink.
To be able to manage on long term.
Yeah, I think when you want to do when you want to live, keep on going as with a tour, you have to live healthy. And in the past, bands could use insane amount of drugs and destroy themselves, and then they were gone for 2 years. Nowadays, that's no option, and I don't even would like that. So we are very much against drugs. The only drugs we use is the booze sometimes.
Okay. Just one last thing, so that it's finished for me. I suppose as a child or as a teenager, what was the spark? Can be a video, can be a song, can be an album. That spark that lightened this whole adventure of becoming an artist, especially a metal artist, or even a guitar player.
I went to a shop where they were selling CDs in my little village, and they had a little metal section, and I was listening in that time to Guns N' Roses already. But I went to the metal section. I was looking for the most heavy music that they had, and I found Megadeth, Rust in Peace, and I got attracted by the cover, and I bought the album without listening to the music. I went home, played the album, and
that was it.
That was it.
All right. So thanks, Megadeth.
Yeah. Due to Megadeth.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you for the interview.